Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Hustler by Walter Tevis, narrated by Joe Barrett. 1. Henry, black and stooped, unlocked the door with a key on a large metal ring. He had just come up in the elevator. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. The door was a massive thing, a great ornate slab of oak, stained once to look like mahogany, ebony now from 60 years of smoke and dirt. He pushed the door open, shoved the doorstop in place with his lame foot, and limped in. There was no need to turn the lights on, for in the morning the three huge windows along the sidewall faced the rising sun. Outside of them was much daylight, much of downtown Chicago. Henry pulled the cord that parted the heavy draperies, and these gathered in grimy elegance to the edges of the windows. Outside was a panorama of gray buildings. Between them, patches of a virginal blue sky. Then he opened the windows, a few inches from the bottom. Air puffed abruptly, and small eddies of dust and the aftermaths of 4-hour-old cigarette smoke whirled and then began to dissipate. Always by afternoon, the draperies would be drawn tight, the windows shut. Only in the morning was the tobaccoed air exchanged for fresh. A pool room in the morning is a strange place. It has stages, a daily metamorphosis, a shedding of patterned skins. Now, at 9 a.m., it could have been a large church, still, sun coming through stained windows, wrapped into itself, the great tables timeless and massive mahogany.